going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Daryl, let's get right to it. It's been a while since we've done a podcast due to all, you know, just issues, no big deal. But my question for you is, today's story about the Browns, as we're what, less than, I don't know, 30 some hours away from the draft. I think that's about right. 30 plus hours away, is that the Browns are taking phone calls for that number two pick. Daryl, if they weren't, I would say they weren't doing their job.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it also it's lying season as well. Last ditch effort to, if someone wants to come up and, you know, give them the Godfather offer, right? One you can't refuse, then so be it. But I really feel like, you know, with Tennessee's GM coming out today saying they are not trading the number one pick, they're going to make the selection, which means Cam Ward is now going to be a Tennessee Titan. That ultimately puts the Cleveland Browns on the clock at number two here as we record this on Tuesday evening. So, but even as you're listening to this podcast, either Wednesday or on Thursday leading up to the draft, it remains the same, right? Tennessee going to select Cam Ward. We don't know what the Browns are going to do at two. Andrew Berry, really, I'm worried actually now, the more I think about my Travis Hunter prediction. I've been on the Travis Hunter train since late February. I think I was the first person on the air to say that Travis Hunter should be the guys the Browns should ultimately draft. Because
hang on a second. Can we, everyone who's listening and watching, please give Daryl a standing ovation for being the first, probably not only in on the station, but across the world. In fact, the universe. I do know that Daryl predicted Hunter before.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Sports Talk radio station on Oh, now you're going to give me the cold shoulder? Give me a break.
No, you were breaking up, so I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I was breaking up.
Yeah, you're now frozen.
All right, is that what they're doing or not? You seem worried.
You said you were worried.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm worried that because Andrew Berry was so complimentary of him, didn't say a whole lot about Abdul Carter, didn't say a whole lot about Shedeur Sanders, other than Shador's on the table at two last week, and that you know, they're comfortable with the medicals concerning Abdul Carter. I'm just worried that maybe Andrew's doing the old okie doke on us here. Maybe Travis Hunter isn't the pick because he's the one guy he can't stop gushing about, right? He compared him to Shohei Ohtani. Right. So either that or Hunter's going to be the pick, right? I want to think that Hunter's the pick, but again, I know how Andrew Berry operates and he doesn't like to tip his hand. So that's my only concern, is that when you mention Travis Hunter to him, he just lights up. He has a litany of amazing things to say about the guy, which Andrew really doesn't do, right? I mean, Andrew historically has been a poker face when it's come to the draft. So that's the only thing that has me nervous, not about the player, not about his health, not about his background, not about his talent or ability. It's just, is Andrew Berry pulling one on us, right? Is he pulling off one of the all-time smoke jobs in Browns draft history? Because I am convinced, A, I want them to draft Travis Hunter, but I am now convinced that they're going to do it. But as we get closer to the draft, I find myself second-guessing myself and trying to, you know, read into stuff. It's kind of like being at the beginning of a relationship, right? Does she like me? Does she not like me? And you do go through the mental gymnastics about that. Well, I'm kind of doing the same thing when it comes to Travis Hunter. I'm doing all these mental gymnastics trying to, you know, either find reasons why the Browns are going to draft him, and then, of course, why they might not draft him and go in another
draft. All right, if it's not Travis Hunter, Daryl, who is it in your paranoid world?
I think it's Abdul Carter. I'm convinced it's not Shedeur Sanders. No one seems to have a top five grade on that kid. And
I keep seeing 21 Pittsburgh. 21 yeah. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, there's even talk coming out of New Orleans. My Saints don't even want him. Like, they're looking at other quarterback options in the draft. Maybe not necessarily with the 9th overall pick, but, you know, later in the draft, right? So, if the Browns come back in and get him, I'll get it. He better be the guy, you know what I mean? Like, then you really set yourself up. You have to really believe in him, number one. Number two, you have to commit to him. And number three, I just hope that that's a football decision, that they don't do what they've done in years past, where they've made decisions based on marketing and jersey sales and potential, right?
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
I hope that whatever moves they make Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, I hope each and every one of them is 100% a football-only move. This team went 3-14 last season, okay? They can't put back-to-back winning campaigns together. It's time to stop messing around and get the house in order. And it starts with this draft, Andy, and some of these fantastic picks that Andrew Berry has to work with to infuse this team with some young blue chip talent, starting with my guy, Travis Hunter.
Daryl, I was on the Abdul Carter train until last week, almost 2 weeks ago. And I started having conversations with folks and I'm like, how can the Browns draft someone on defense with the number two pick? How can they do that? They averaged 15.2 points per game, 15.2. That's like 7 points lower than the third place team in the AFC North, and when you're talking about trying to score a point, they're two, almost three touchdowns behind Baltimore offensively per game. The last three games of the season, the Browns averaged 6 points per game. How in the world could they not look at somebody on offense with that number two pick? And that knocked me off the Abdul Carter train, because I was just like, and I'm almost thinking if they're not taking Hunter at two, that they're going to trade. And maybe we'll see what happens if they do that. The other part of this is that if maybe they want to do the whole Buffalo shuffle, right, and grab both guys from Buffalo, really, if they wanted Shedeur Sanders, don't they really just need to get to 20? If New Orleans doesn't take him at nine, all they need to do is get ahead of Pittsburgh, right? Isn't that? I mean, if you're reading the tea leaves that way,
right,
that's what they need to do. Although I got to tell you, Daryl, I've had more people say, you know, the Browns absolutely positively love Jalen Milroe. They're going to do whatever they can to get him. They're going to come back into the first round. The Reese connection just makes it so easy and so obvious. And, you know, I'm just telling you, they really, 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 really want Reese. They want him. They want him. They want him. Well, if they want him that bad, take him at two. Not that they have to, but you know what I'm saying? So everybody seems to be an expert, and you wonder where the leak is from, if that's the case.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So there are three teams in front of the Steelers that you could potentially do the deal with, right? At 18, Seattle, 19, Tampa Bay, and then 20 with Denver. I would prefer to do business with an NFC team. That's just me. So that leaves you with Seattle and Tampa at 18 and 19, because you don't want to be given assets to a team that is on the rise like the Denver Broncos, who you potentially could have to compete with to get where you want to go. You already got to go through Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, potentially Cincinnati, right? You got to go through all those teams. So, and Denver is, trying to get themselves on the train track and running downhill here. So I don't want to arm them with assets that can help their situation. So I feel like doing business with Seattle and Tampa Bay might be the way to go. But again, okay, if he's not worthy at two, is it worth giving up prime draft assets to go get him at 18 or 19 like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the other part of this equation, because where the Browns are at right now, Andy, they can draft. They got five of the top 104 picks, right? They're at 2, 33, 67, 94, and 104. You should be able to get no less than three contributors out of those five picks, okay? And obviously, I'm staring square in the eye at number 2 and 33. Those two picks better be hits for Andrew Berry, or you have to fire him. Like, if he does not hit 2 and 33, that's going to be the reason Andrew Berry ultimately gets fired, right? Because we know his first two first-round picks haven't exactly panned out. Jed Wills.
Although he's not, Daryl, acting that way. He's acting like if he misses all four picks, he's back next year, because they've been so calm, cool, and collective about this thing. Let's come back on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. I want to go inside the mind of Daryl Ryder. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.